It's National Suicide Prevention Month, and once again, Cohen Veterans Network, the nonprofit network of mental health clinics for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families, have launched a special initiative to help. Chief Clinical Officer Dr. Tracy Neal Walden.
Veterans are 1.7 times more likely to die by suicide than their civilian counterparts, with the highest risk occurring during their transition from military service. So to bring awareness to this critical period, we've launched Mind the Gap, Preventing Suicide After Service. It's a campaign that provides strategies and resources for suicide prevention.
Neal Walden says each year, approximately 200,000 men and women transition from U.S. military service to civilian life. The year following military service has been called the Deadly Gap, a period in which the veteran suicide rate is 2.5 times the rate among active duty military personnel. Reaching out to individuals during their transition can have a meaningful impact.
The transition from military service can be filled with opportunity. It can be a really exciting time for many veterans as they face the next chapter in their life. However, some veterans may also face significant challenges during this period due to loss of camaraderie, a loss of sense of purpose, employment and financial stress, and maybe coping with unmet mental health challenges and conditions. The convergence of such challenges can result in elevated suicide risk, particularly for those who exit the military on short notice or without a plan in place. In addition to therapy, CVM provides comprehensive case management services, which can support transitioning veterans and all clients with potential stressors such as unemployment, finances, housing, and more.
As part of the campaign, the network has created a new interactive tool that individuals can utilize for a proactive approach to suicide prevention. Speak Up, how to address concerns about suicide, provides suggestions about what to say and do if a loved one is exhibiting signs of emotional distress.
This tool is available for free. It's important that we get behind the issue of suicide and work together to bring these numbers down.
To learn more, visit CohenVeteransNetwork.org/suicide prevention.